This is KCUR 89.3. There are more than 470 tribal casinos across the United States. They provide entertainment, jobs, and money to support Native American communities. But with the allure of both tribal and commercial casinos, problem gambling among Native Americans is cause for concern. For a Sharing America series on problem gambling, KCUR's Michelle Tyreen Johnson reports.
Jack Conrad knows that for him, gambling is a roll of loaded dice.
All the pretty lights and flashing lights, and that's a very nice attraction. And I think that has a lot to do with why people love to go gamble, as well as, well, it's just not. It's fun, but it can be very addicting.
Conrad, who is Cherokee Indian, is open and clear that he's an alcoholic in recovery. He doesn't want to tempt fate.
Going to a casino adds to my issues, and I don't need that.
Conrad is from Oklahoma, where there are more than 130 tribal casinos. In Kansas City, where he lives now, there are 6 casino temptations just along the Missouri-Kansas state line. The National Council on Problem Gambling estimates approximately 2 million American adults are pathological gambling addicts, with another 4 to 6 million estimated to be problem gamblers. David Patterson Silverwolf, a researcher out of Washington University in St. Louis, said his research on gambling addiction among Native Americans shows higher rates than the general population. Silverwolf says the reasons are complex. One, a complicated loyalty to tribal casinos.
The goodwill of helping their own people sort of wanes and the addiction takes over.
As a researcher, Silver Wolf studies the very thing that Jack Conrad fears, how substance abuse problems often go hand in hand with gambling addictions. It's not just Native Americans who have this dual problem, and both problems require people feeling comfortable enough to get help.
There are some stigma and other issues about seeking treatment or admitting to a problem because everybody will find out about it.
Patrick Pruitt, social worker with the Indian Center in Kansas City, Missouri, said above and beyond race, gambling addiction is a socioeconomic issue. Studies show that about 1 in 4 Native Americans lives below the poverty line.
If they're desperate to try to get their rent paid or get groceries or get their car payment so they can get to work, then they go to the casino and they'll take their last $50 to try to turn that into $500, and they end up losing that. And at that point, they're in worse condition than they were before they went.
But Pruitt said gambling isn't as widely acknowledged a problem in the Native American community as other addictions are.
The people come in for their court directed or their parole or probation officer directed them to get treatment, and they won't disclose any gambling issues.
Pruitt echoes the observations of Silver Wolf about the ties to tribal casinos. One of the complicating factors for Native American gamblers is the very existence of those casinos whose profits support underserved, disadvantaged communities. Pruitt said, although Native Americans with gaming problems don't just go to tribal casinos, he does think they are a double-edged sword.
Yes, they bring in revenue, but at the same time, I ask myself the question, are they hurting more than they're helping? And I don't know the answer to that.
Some tribal casinos use that revenue to help problem gamblers. For example, last year, Native American tribes in New Mexico contributed almost $300,000 to a study on compulsive gambling. Lauren Van Schelfgaard of the Tribal Law and Policy Institute says more tribal casinos are addressing problem gambling.
Indian casinos have now been around for a couple of decades. There's a more complex understanding of what's is involved with problem gaming and what can lead to it and what can sort of help community members out of that.
Jack Conrad, who now lives in Kansas City, said it was in Oklahoma that he realized how devastating gambling could be. Conrad remembers the story of a man at a substance abuse recovery meeting.
He talked about he's lost everything, his wife, his kids, his home. He gave it all away to the casinos. And that caught my attention. I'll never forget it.
For KCUR 89.3 and Sharing America, I'm Michelle Tyreen Johnson.
This story was part of Fixed Odds, a series on gambling addiction from Sharing America, a public radio collaborative with reporters in Kansas City, St. Louis, Hartford, Connecticut, and Portland, Oregon. You can see how much your state spends on problem gambling treatment and check out the rest of the series at fixedodds.org.